Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
You've no doubt been following this week the amazing cave rescue in Thailand. It's dominated the news, and it's one of those stories that is just so compelling because it talks to us of one of the great human themes of rescue, of redemption, of coming together. As I said earlier in the program, I was lost and now I'm found. It's just one of the great stories of all time, and it's important to us as a culture. Heroic, unbelievably difficult. So we had our eyes and ears glued to the predicament of these Wild Boars soccer team and their 25-year-old assistant coach. The news, by the way, is that they won't be allowed to watch the World Cup live. They have to watch it on replay because it's past their bedtime and they're still recovering. The way they've been looking after these kids is amazing, isn't it? They've kept them sheltered from the outside world. I think that's very important. They've even, for medical reasons, kept them sheltered from close personal contact with their own families. So they're physically safe. And now perhaps begins the process of recovery for these guys. They've been through quite an experience and their psychological recovery will be very important. Professor Justin Kennardy is a clinical psychologist and professor at the School of Psychology in the University of Queensland. He's an expert in child trauma. And I spoke with him about the process of recovery for these kids from here.
Under those circumstances, many people would certainly find the experience overwhelming. Somehow, through the support of each other or perhaps through the help and guidance of their coach, they seem to keep their spirits up throughout that process.
For nearly 2 weeks, they were there without any knowledge that there was rescue coming.
Absolutely.
In those circumstances, I would say to you that I'm pretty sure I would lose it at some point.
Yes, and I think that if you're on your own, that there would be very little in the way of support that you could use. So you being on your own creates a much greater risk. I think having the team there, members of the team who you work with or that you play with, that you've relied on in the past, is probably a very strong component to how well they did actually adapt.
And why is that? What's the psychology that operates there?
That people in such teams, they cooperate, they rely on each other, they know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and they often work together towards a single purpose. I don't know exactly what the relationship is between the coach and the children, but I suspect he also felt part of the team as they did with him. He obviously was up to the task of supporting the kids. I think on leaving the situation, I think the burden of that experience may be quite overwhelming for him. So I suspect he's one of the people that might be neglected in terms of the support that they receive afterwards.
Indeed. So, Professor, you've dealt with kids involved in traumatic experiences of many kinds. Afterwards, how long would it take, you know, for joy to turn into something else?
Well, clearly, when they emerged from that situation, they would have been elated, they would have been happy, but also overwhelmed by all of the attention that they would have been receiving and the sheer nature of the experience that they'd been through. So it would be a period of time where they were buffered, you might say, from the emotional impact of what had happened. My understanding is they're being isolated from the outside world in that medical ward, ostensibly to protect them from infection. But there is a point where they will need to get back on to real life, back doing the kinds of things that kids do, going to school, being with their family, playing with their friends. At that point where reality starts to come into play, maybe the point where some kids find that the experience starts to overwhelm them.
Well, I wonder how you would be advising, if you're involved in that, in advising the families. Because you can't undo something that's been done. And this is a very big thing that's been done. You'll never not be that child who was in the cave. Now, that's going to stay with you for the rest of your life to a great degree. It's going to shape your future. From a psychologist's point of view, how do you prepare somebody for that?
Well, it's the same with, let's say, a disaster. Hmm. What we say for kids who have experienced a disaster is that the best thing for them and for their families is to start to re-establish a routine. Even if those things are part of who they are and part of the experience of their lives, they do need that routine. They do need a predictability about their lives. And so instead of actually being a negative, the positive approach is that they actually move forward in a more routine and more predictable way.
Our guest on Open House is Professor Justin Canardi. He's from the University of Queensland, an expert on, amongst other things, childhood trauma. So would you expect, Professor, that these kids, just as they would have responded differently inside the cave, will respond differently outside the cave?
Yes. I would say that most of the kids will experience the natural stress of having had this experience and then the have to adjust with coming back into the usual life, and that they will more or less be successful in doing that. But there will be a proportion of kids, a minority, I believe, but a significant minority, where there will be ongoing problems that will probably require some kind of specialist care. Problems such as post-traumatic stress, anxiety, depression, those kinds of usual expressions of severe distress.
You've spoken about establishing a routine quickly, but how do you, as a professional clinical psychologist, help kids turn these traumatic events and post-traumatic experiences into something positive? What are the techniques involved?
First of all, recognising that the lack of safety and lack of predictability that the child experienced in that situation isn't the way the world is from that time onwards. So learning that there is predictability, that there is safety, the future can be relied on. That's how a child will view their world and their future if they've had a traumatic experience and become, let's say, so distressed that they develop post-traumatic stress disorder. So the change means that the process of change means that the child needs to feel as though their future is secure, that the future is predictable, and that they have agency in terms of how they move forward.
Yeah, Professor Justin Canardi, clinical psychologist at the School of Psychology at the University of Queensland.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.